This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, it's a new year.
It sure is.
My mom's here.
Been a long time,
I
hasn't
know.
It?
Yeah. It really has. How you feeling? How you been? I haven't seen you.
I know, you really haven't. I haven't seen my son very often at all. Maybe once a month, if that, right?
Well, I think that's very extreme. Once a month?
I don't think it's extreme. You live an hour and a half away. It's a trek. I would say once a month, maybe twice a month, which I'm not complaining about because I see you're living a fulfilled, happy life, which is what we hope for, right? So that's good.
This, I got to be honest, I didn't expect to get into this so soon. This seems like we're touching a nerve. I don't know if the community is there, but if they were here, I feel like they would yell and scream. I feel like that there were undertones there.
No, not at all.
I feel like I was like you said it as if you were on the docks waving to a ship as it was going into the horizon.
Listen, your ship is going into the horizon. What can I say? You've got a new life. You've got a magnificent wife, wonderful in-laws. So, you know, it's the time now where, you know, you were always close around, but you live an hour and a half away. So it's not that I could see you all the time. And quite frankly, I don't want you taking the drive. I get nervous whenever, even when you come with Chels on a Sunday, I get nervous to when you arrive and I get nervous when you get back home. So it's part of life, man. You know what I mean? You're living your own and that's a wonderful thing. I'm very happy and proud.
I'm here like, I would say on average, once a week would be a bad month. I would love to explore what you're talking about.
I'm here once a week.
First of all.
When's the last time I saw you? Christmas.
Let me ask you this. Okay, Mom. Christmas was a week and a half ago.
But that was Christmas. Prior to that, when was the last time I saw you?
You saw me...
Thanksgiving?
No,
you weren't. You weren't... Did you... Yeah, you were there Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Was I there Thanksgiving?
You were in the city Thanksgiving.
I saw you a week before Christmas at a party that I came up to. It was at the Brownstone.
No, it was December 22nd, actually.
So a few days before Christmas.
So 24 hours. Our Christmas is December 24th.
So I almost want to do some math here. This is an obscene amount of FaceTime to
this
say
month
once
we
a
had
month.
A lot. No, I
it's the
is
third,
Chris here?
Ma, it's
is
the
Chris
third
here?
Time this week. This is the third time this
Only
week.
Only because it's the holiday season. Prior, maybe once a month I see
this
you.
This is the second day in a row as I'm sitting here right now. Let me ask you a question. Very simple, okay? Am I in this room with you right now?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Did I see you yesterday?
You came last evening.
Did I see you yesterday?
That doesn't... You came last evening.
Okay, so we're counting... Okay, let me get this straight.
No,
we're counting... once a month, okay?
I would
if
say
I
once
show
a month,
up
yeah.
and stay for 3 weeks, is that seeing me once because
it's one
sitting?
I'm going to text Christopher. Is Christopher here? I heard his voice. And and Christopher will, I think, will, Or should I text too soon? Should I text a family group chat? No, because Lauren wouldn't know. They wouldn't know.
Chell's on there. So go ahead. Throw it out.
Okay. Too soon. Guys, arguing with Albie. How many days a month do you think he comes up to the house? I say once a month.
That's madness. I can't even believe you had the gall. It is the correct term is the gall to even suggest I come up once a month.
What? I'm going to say once a month. I see you maybe once a month.
So you think you see me 12 times a year.
No, because it's a new thing because you moved far away.
I've lived far away for 3 years.
But you weren't married, so now you have responsibilities to a wife.
What are you talking about?
Now you have to go home to your wife. Listen, before anybody comes jumping down my throat, that's who he should be going home to. Whereas before you were single and you would, you know, oh, let's go to bed. Now you have obligations. You have to go home. So I don't expect you to be here. You work pretty much down there. So I don't expect you to be here. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying facts.
I'm just saying that I have not only did I live, have I lived down south? I've lived down south now for about 3 years. Okay.
Okay. If it's just for family time and Chelsea, I would say once a month from Lauren.
If it's just for family time, more than once a month, that here
no,
we go.
Of course, Daddy.
Hold on, hang on.
Daddy never will know. Three times a
and
month.
And you just
no
raised
way.
A Chris.
What?
You know what, community? You guys are seeing what happens to me in real time. How
it's
the
just,
narrative.
Lauren,
is
if
twisted.
It is just for family time and Chelsea, I would say once a month. Albert, more than once a month, less than once a week, maybe three times a month max. Lauren says it's for podcasting or work, I would say two times, maybe three.
We're going to start documenting this.
Okay, I think we should. I think we should.
I think we should as well. Now, if you guys are talking, would you say that, yeah, okay, so to your point, you know, October, for example, was pretty slow. Pretty slow month
okay,
for us.
Okay, Lauren, but if there's not a podcast or work reason or a family party holiday, I would say one time a month. See?
I'd say she's an asshole.
No, I would
okay?
say she's right.
Number one. Okay. Number two. Okay.
Which is okay. Life gets in the way and they don't live close. Yes, I agree with Lauren. Lauren
okay.
is on my vibe.
So October was a slow month.
October, you were getting married in Italy.
Exactly.
Okay, well, okay. you were getting married.
So that is a week, okay? So you guys are this is the type of thing where, you know.
Daddy. Dad's calling. Oh, okay. Let me see what
so
he wants.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello. I haven't seen both the boys in one place. Albie just got off the phone, and now Chris is on the phone. I'm waiting for them to tell me what's going on.
All the time in the world.
Yeah. My husband's on his way home, and he's ordering food because my boys are here.
He's only off once a week. Do you count seeing him here once a week? So basically, I'm here, you know.
Why are you getting so ruffled?
Because
I'm not upset.
I'm not ruffled.
I'm not upset about it. I think as it should be.
By definition.
Maybe I see you once a month. Yes, twice. Twice would be a lot.
The most insane thing I have heard in my entire life after every insane thing I have been through.
We've had a very busy couple of months. You were married in October. Prior to that, we had your celebratory things. You had bridal showers, things like that. We went to Italy for almost 2 weeks together. Sure. Then we got back and we had your second wedding, which was in November. And then that rolled into Thanksgiving and the holidays. That doesn't count. Daily, every day, all normal, without the festivities. It's about once, I'll say twice a month. We speak every day.
I'd like to.
We speak every day.
I'd like to get a log, maybe like a sign-in sheet even.
Okay.
And maybe even like, I might even handle this like DoorDash, where I take a picture of the house.
Okay. Well, we have to have proof of date and such.
I can certainly provide that.
Okay.
We can look into that. You know, but that is and I'm in shock here.
Don't
I truly
be in
am.
Shock. I think you're very busy and you don't realize it. But I would say at best being generous would be twice a month.
Now, look, I would make no apologies.
I don't think you should.
And I
don't think you should.
Let me just throw this out there.
Why are you so
now that
upset?
We're on the subject.
Why are you so no, upset? Nothing no. to be upset
I got,
about.
I got time now.
I'm not upset.
I got time to talk about this now. Okay. I have to ask.
Go ahead.
You're invited not infrequently.
True story.
To come down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You ever think you want to drop in?
Anything I would never just drop in, you know that.
No, not just drop in. First of all, a lot of people, you know, that's not that crazy.
I would never drop. That's something I've never done on any of my children is just drop in into their homes. Always go invited.
When you're invited, you do not show up.
It's a long drive, man. Yeah. See, when that comes with a lot of baggage, right? Because you'll say, come down on a Sunday, and then Lauren's like, I don't know, Marky's got this, Marky's that. You know, I travel with Lauren on a Sunday. You know, she's part of the package. So, and people think Lauren lives with me. She does not. Lauren lives in her own home. Thanks a lot. None of my children are here. Listen, I have no problem doing that, but like it's a long drive. It's a pain in the neck, especially the parkway. Hate it, especially during the summer. Nightmare. Absolute nightmare. There's never a good time to drive down the parkway south in the summertime. So, you know, there are some issues that go with it. Not complaining. Like I said, we talk every day. We have the family group chat, which is very, very active, right? So there's no complaining here. You're doing what you should be doing.
You know, look.
I'd love to be traveling right now. I'd love to be traveling. I wish I could be traveling all over the place. But
hey,
I'm not.
Listen, I don't know how we get to a long drive, and I'd love to travel.
Maybe I manifest that.
You're finding new things to this is just, I'll tell you what, you're coming out of the gate strong. Coming out of the gate strong. Hey, look, any New Year's resolutions, anything like that, anything you're looking forward to?
I don't do New Year's resolutions, because I never keep them. You know, historically never keep them. And I feel like, you know, why do you need January 1st for maybe it's a little bit of a reset. I'll give you that. You hope for better things. God knows I'm hoping for a better 2024 than anything. You know, since 2020, our lives have been pretty much a shit show. So, you know, started off with COVID and just kept going from there. So I'm hoping for better things in 2024, that's for sure. But beyond that, I don't do resolutions or stuff like that, because nobody ever keeps them. Why do it?
Yeah, what's the point?
What's the point? Mm-hmm. I do like the lentil tradition. Everybody was laughing at me New Year's Day. You know, Italian culture, you're supposed to make lentils. It's supposed to bring good luck. And Daddy actually said to me, oh, yeah, a lot of good this has been doing us. And I said, I haven't made it for the past couple of years. So this year I made sure to make a very large pot of lentil soup, which I did. Actually had some for lunch today.
Really quick for the folks listening that, you know, just kind of want updates in general. This was the first, you know, you had about a bit of a Christmas conundrum, let's just say, where you had an animal get to the food this year.
You know what? That was something, wasn't it?
I was kind of shocked. And
I figured it out.
Go ahead.
I figured it out. Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve around here is a pretty big group of people. And unless I have a walk-in refrigerator, which I do not, there's just not enough room to hold all the food and trays. I cook everything myself, so there's just not enough room to hold all the baking and the prep work that I do. So I'm sure as many of you do, you use your, if you have, you know, the luxury of having an outside space, a deck or a patio or whatever, a terrace, you use your outside as a refrigerator. And I do that, if it's cold enough, of course. And this year, I woke up Christmas Eve morning. Like I said, Christmas Eve is our big holiday around here. To find all the food broken into. Now, in 20 plus years of living here, it's never happened. And I figured it out. We have two feral cats that are new to the house, new to the neighborhood, if you will. And Christmas morning, this little frigger comes walking up to the front door like, hey, what else you got? And I looked at that cat and I said, listen, you son of a bitch. You ate my panzerot. You ate my stuffed mushrooms. I made Daddy fudge because he loves fudge. I said, let me make him fudge. Ate the fudge. All right. Ate some cakes. Ate quite a bit of the food. So I had to readjust, run back to the supermarket, ate chicken that I had prepped and everything. And I had to go buy a pork roast and a few other proteins, stuff like that. the panzerotti is a potato croquette that is a very special thing in our house. It's from my grandmother, made it, and every year we have it only on Christmas. Ate the panzerotti. Went to the supermarket. Panzerotti have to be made the day before, so they have a chance to rest. So I made a pie rather than the individual panzerotti. It's like a potato croquette, fried and everything. But Daddy came to the rescue because he made them at the Brownstone. So Daddy bought a tray of panzerotti. Not as good as mine. Delicious. But I don't even make them. Lauren does. So, but yeah, we had a pivot. We had a pivot on Christmas Eve morning, which was fine. It was okay. It's a story to tell. It's a story to tell. Not lesson learned. It's just I'm happy the feral cats are around because it's that mouse season now. I got to worry about that stuff. So they're welcome here. They're welcome here. I'm happy I fed them. It's fine. They will not be fed like that in the future, obviously. But no big deal. It all worked out okay.
You know, I was very distressed to hear, obviously, of the lack of panzerotti.
Yeah,
you know, and it was a bit of a situation.
It was a big deal.
You know, it was a lot.
And I have to tell you, that makes me very happy because that's something that I had as a child, and you, of course, all your life growing up had it. You know, every Christmas Eve, and it seemed like the struffoli, which were the honey balls and stuff like that, and the stuffed artichokes and stuffed mushrooms, which, P.S. easiest things in the world to make, but for whatever reason, you only make them on that holiday. And that, I guess, is why it makes it special. But it was an uproar. It was an uproar in the house that the panzerotti weren't available, and Daddy came through. He brought them home from the Brownstone. So, still delicious, but they weren't ours.
So, you know, look, we're doing these little bite-sized things. Everyone was very, very happy to have the Dear Don. We have Dear Dons for you.
Okay.
That's what this was. We're going to jump that into the next one.
Okay.
But I do want to put a bow on this, just, you know, to kind of break this down. And you guys can start asking, you know, we're doing these one-on-one shows. Just direct who you want it to. Anybody in the Dear Albie universe. In this case, obviously, with Mom here, it's Dear Don.
Uh-huh.
At DearAlbieMailbag@gmail.com. Are you excited to have that little segment back really quick?
You know what?
It's not just you. I mean, we're going to jump into a bunch of different people. And Dad's pumped for himself, you know, as a for example.
Oh, Chris, what is this about? Chris came to bat for you. Chris just walked in.
Really quickly.
He said it's the third of the month and his second day here. Well, yep. Chris, on a normal, without the holidays, without his wedding, without all of that, is he here once, maybe twice a month?
Is it the third day of a new year?
Oh, listen, brothers.
No, don't leave it in the past. Is this the third day of a new year?
This is Matt.
Have you seen him 2 out of 3 days just
this
year?
I have.
I would argue 2/3. He set an example that 2/3 of his year is spent here, or at least that's where his heart is.
Well, he's taking it. I'm happy that he's, you know, acquiesced to this new life. I'm happy that he's enjoying married life and with Chelsea and all that. It makes me very, very happy. So let's again, don't be coming for me. I'm happy about it.
You said what you said.
I said what I said. Fact is fact.
I'm
your
here.
Sister backed
no,
me
but,
up.
But then this is what happened.
Chris, she goes,
you're here
facts.
Once a week. Hold on.
If it wasn't the holidays, if it wasn't his wedding, if it wasn't Italy, is he here once, maybe twice a month? Chris, you know life is happening. Chris, he doesn't want
know.
To go get his brother.
I just don't think about it that often.
But first
really
of all,
don't.
But hold on though. Let's listen to the context of the question you are asking.
Yeah, that suggests
if
you
he's
see Al
not
12
here,
times a year. Do you
legit,
think you see Al 12 times
exactly
a year?
Exactly what I said.
No, but I see him in other, you know, we're going out to dinner. We're here. When does he come home? Twice a month, would you say?
This is my point, though. You're already
I would say twice a month feels like a good average.
But you're
okay,
also adjusting
thank you.
This. You're
no,
also adjusting
come home
it.
Twice a month.
Sure, but you're adjusting to be like, oh, hey, if it's not for a podcast, for this. In other words, if I'm not using everybody.
No. on a Sunday, would you say it's 2 Sundays a month?
Yeah. I guess I would say he's good for every other Sunday.
Yes.
And then he's good for a couple weeknights. I don't know. Maybe closer to, yeah, probably. I don't know, but also, why does here matter more than just
well,
seeing
I'm
him
saying,
in general?
Like,
but also,
home,
he
like
doesn't.
You.
He rarely is here for like a day and leaves. Usually, there's like a 1 or 2 day in a row, or he's got like an early morning
well,
here.
He's got a meeting
up
in the,
north,
you know, whatever. Yeah.
But to your point, yeah, he does use it more of something of a transient hub.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
So I get both arguments.
Oh
here,
yeah, right. Yeah. You guys are just like a. It's a travel depot,
no.
really. It's a stop.
no.
It's a roadside inn.
That's basically what I'm saying, is that it's used as something like a speedway.
But are we getting somewhere here where we're you know what? And honestly, at this point, we're just gonna make it an episode. Okay, we'll just kind of keep it going. But this is my question to you. Okay,
yeah.
Is this bothering you? Is this something that you want to?
Not at all,
Chris. Do you see her?
There's something about Al that does when he comes to the house, or more specifically, that's one thing I think he does that's flat out rude. That I think we should. That's worth.
Ayoya?
No, that's rude. But
first of all, that's sweet.
Little will walk right up to Al with a wagging tail,
and
jump up on his leg, and he'll walk right by.
No, that's not true. That is not true. That's not what happens.
Or if
little
she doesn't jump,
love in this home.
If she doesn't jump on his leg, she at least walks over like, "Hey, normally people pet me when they walk in," and he just walks right by.
Incorrect.
Her.
And now you, Mom.
Sometimes you go little. I acknowledge you. That's
every time I walk by her. I say little. I acknowledge you.
And listen, man, what else do you want from me? She snaps at me.
Okay,
she does.
Only if you go by the eye that does not exist.
If I go by the bad eye.
I just scared her to pet her and she gave a little snap. But again, she's got, if you sneak up on her not good eye, but when she walks up to you to say hello, she's never going to snap.
My puppy girl, I love you. I do.
The worst smelling breath, but what a good dog.
What a great dog. What a find.
Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements, copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Thanks to Halfway Home Animal Rescue, Franny Be Kind to Animals, my sister Fran.
Yeah.
Which was her 1-year anniversary, by the 2-year anniversary.
It just seemed to me, Chris, where...
Coming
where,
up 7th or the 12th, I think. I think the
12th. Well, no, because it was Greg's Bennett's wedding.
When we agreed, but we didn't meet her at that point. We just said, we'll come look at her.
Go ahead, Al.
I wasn't stopping anything.
You're not even saying something.
No, I wasn't. I was grabbing. I'd be way more rude than that. I was actually just trying to adjust the thing. Guys, everybody thinks I waved in their faces. It's not what I did. I was reaching for the little cord here.
Little, what are you doing?
You guys
what
can
you
go doing? On with the dog stuff. It's a very, very simple...
Enough.
You know, you kind of had to be here, Chris, but the way it was... teed up, you would think I lived abroad. It was just what I'm saying.
Were you met with a good to finally see?
No, it was fine. It was like one of those. Hey, I was like, hey, nice to see you. Okay.
I said it's been a minute.
And sure. Okay, but the thing is, right? It was said of like, hey, you know, this is what, but you're moving on in life. This is what you're doing. As if it was kind of more of like a. I kind of feel like I'm visiting my high school right now, if that makes sense. Like I'm coming in and it's like, hey, you know, great to see you.
No, not at all.
How's the team this year?
Hey, listen, and for the people out there, for the listeners, don't buy into his bullshit because I am, first of all, I adore Chelsea. You know that. and her family, like, he hit the jackpot. He hit the jackpot for a wife. He hit the jackpot for in-laws. So for me, I am very, very happy because Chelsea's family lives down where Albie does. And I'm thrilled that you have that. So, but facts are facts. You're here only like twice a month.
I just, you know, look, and I practice what I preach. You know, I felt this way about Lauren. I feel like it's the job of, you know, a husband in a situation is to make your you know, wife life as non, to be as non-invasive or uprooting or different than is necessary. And I also think that too, you know, when it comes to having kids and stuff like that, being around, you know, be their first grandchild for sure. And it's going to be a very interesting dynamic there because you guys are you know, they're not grandparents, but I mean, it's the type of thing
where
I'm sure
it'll
be fantastic.
Your child will have hit the lottery.
It's going to be pretty interesting.
Grandparenting. On both sides.
I was thinking this.
That'll be lucky child.
They haven't really gotten to know my father-in-law on the show just yet. But there's going to be a lot of things that I am fascinated to see how this plays out in the event that we have a boy.
First of all, Chelsea is not with child. We're hoping.
No, I'm just saying in general, the way that they are like, first of all, to kind of close that point out, you want to just, that's where I think, and I don't think she would have a problem being up here, but just for a lot of different reasons, it fits better for us, right?
Listen, she needs to be near her mother. Well, you travel a lot for work, number one.
And it just, you know, to me, it's what I
thought
was the right
thing. We had that conversation, that she has to be near her mother.
And we've talked about, look, when the shoe's on the other foot, I feel differently, like when it came to Lauren, have her be close to you guys.
Girls need to be near their mothers.
And I felt very strongly with that, because what to me comes first is that kind of environment, right? But, okay, the thought process then, I mean, are you going to bring it up? Are you going to say my grandkids only here once a month? Am I going
to
be, are you going
to, oh no,
am
I'll
health
come
down the same?
To you then. If
oh,
a baby,
now,
I'm coming
so,
to you.
So now all of a sudden you can come to me, you can barge in.
My grandbaby, yeah.
Chris, your
I will,
nephew
I'll never
or...
barge in. It will always be invited. I will, you know that. I've never, boys, state facts. You've been living out of this house for many years. I have never showed up at any of your homes unannounced.
You know, I do also try and see Marky, you know, like once a week. Like I like to try and average something like that, right? I that's what I thought the math was in my head for a second.
Chris,
it must have gotten away from me.
Chris, does he see Marky once a week?
Oh, I don't know what you do when I'm not with you, but you're not.
Well, in here, no, listen, when I'm here, I will go visit Marky separately, whatever it is. But this is my point though, okay? Obviously, as she's gotten older, she gets into more things, okay? And she's got quite the schedule.
She has a cheer this week in up by us.
Oh,
two competitions, but it's going to snow.
I said when Lauren was pregnant that I wasn't going to cheer or dance recitals. When she was pregnant, I said, boy or girl, I will not be going to recitals.
So you won't go
you
to
feel her? Good about that?
Yeah, I do.
What was the logic?
I hate recitals. They're the worst things. It's just like
to
hearing
see her
like,
in cheer is magical.
Yeah, but I see her practice like five times a week.
But you know what it is? She's so dedicated. And you know
no,
how
she's
I hate cheer.
She's got a serious face.
She's so dedicated and she loves it so much you could cry.
But I don't.
I was hoping she would have cracked out of
you
that
go,
by now.
And it's hours of watching other kids dance.
Torture.
And it's always the same mix of a bunch of songs rolled into one song.
This weekend's, both are local.
Yeah, it could be in the backyard. I would go to someone else's house that day.
Right.
It's I don't like the recital thing.
And here I am. But my
but
point
I don't
is,
try to pretend that I do. I don't go out there and say that I'm the most supportive. I support her. I hope she does great.
But
I don't think me being there will have any difference of what she does good or not.
I gotta be honest.
I think I'm one more distraction.
I don't think I got invited to Lauren's house once. The only time in my whole life I think I've actually been invited to Lauren's house, it was a birthday party for Chris.
Banger.
Whose birthday's 3 days before mine.
No, it was a banger for both of you. It was a banger for both of you.
Yeah, but she was like,
Lauren
but my point
you to the house
I
the time.
I call ahead. No, and it's for real. I call ahead. There's some weird thing I'm allergic to in that house.
Oh, well, that's the thing. Albie is deathly allergic to Lauren's house. We don't know what it is.
My eyes swell up.
Yeah, we don't know what it is. There's something. She's been living in that house 8 years, right? It can't be. We thought maybe the people before her had cats and there's dander, but no, we ripped up the floors, put new flooring down, but you are highly allergic to
Did Marky call you guys for New Year's?
She did. She FaceTimed me with a little crown on her head.
Oh, yeah? Mm. How about you, Chris?
No.
Did you get a call?
Unless she was with Josh. I had a missed call from Josh that I didn't realize. Yeah, I was with Josh.
What time is your call?
It was after midnight.
Yeah, but what time? Like 12:01?
12:30, I would say. No, it was later. It was late enough that I wasn't on my phone.
Josh was there. They were at a friend's house, and Josh and Candace were there.
12:30 is good. 12:30 is good.
What did you get?
No, just fine. I got a phone call. I just wanted to see that.
I got a missed call from Josh.
What did you say? It's
12:03. My phone call was 12:03. Oh, mine was
12:03. No.
Yeah, that was me being dyslexic. Sorry. Now look, see? January 1st, 12:03, Josh missed call. I must have been on the phone.
Hold on.
Let me see what mine was. Good. Wait a minute.
Hang on.
Let me see when my call was.
I did a little backwards thing.
When was
This is very interesting audio content. Everyone just on the phone.
No, it's good. Okay.
All right.
Listen. We're going to move on from this subject.
Okay. So that means Al was like 12:05.
Yeah, I got 12:04. But, you know, maybe they thought we were together.
FaceTime video. My FaceTime video was 12:02.
Hey,
I'm interested in knowing if Josh led the charge on those phone calls.
My call was from Lauren. My call was from Lauren, FaceTime.
Who's free right now?
I'm going to bring a little up.
Is it Lauren? Is it Josh? Who's free right now that we can... there are just some questions I need the answer to.
You can call your sister or you could call Josh.
Is she free?
I don't know. I think Marky had voice lessons. I think they're over now.
You know, I just am curious if maybe it was by... Not her own hand.
Default, you're saying?
Well, maybe Josh just went through the motions. Let's make some phone calls.
Maybe Josh took Marky, which he apparently did, you know.
You know, maybe it was like, it was one of those things where it's like, hey, you know, so we're going to try and get Josh on quick. Okay, Lauren's free right now. We're actually going to go right to the source here. Hey, you're on the podcast, the hit show.
Okay.
Really fast, okay? You were around your daughter at midnight on New Year's Eve, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you're familiar. There was a bunch of phone calls that she made?
Yes.
And okay. At midnight, were you driving that? Like, whose idea was it to start calling around?
My cousin Josh.
Okay.
Our cousin Josh.
Okay.
Well, to be fair, my thoughts... immediately for New Year's was to be in the moment of her, like, really for the first time understanding what was going on with her friends, because she was with, like, her friends. So I wanted to record her, and then I wanted to kiss her at midnight and for her to see that that was a thing. But I get emotional at midnight. That song makes me emotional. You could play it for me in July and I will immediately be emotional. So I was emotional when I heard it, but always my first thought is to call mom and dad, and then after that, my thought was to call, my first phone call was Vito, and my first FaceTime was Vito to Marky, so they can chat, and then my second was to mom and dad, and then my third was to Vito's parents, but all during that, Josh, Candace's husband, was calling you and Christopher.
Yes.
And to be honest with you, it confused me.
Why?
Because...
Well, I didn't think this was going to get actually worse, but here we are.
It confused me because I would have called you as well, but...
Like, you would have gotten to it.
I would have gotten to it, but the fact that Josh hit, like, one of his first, like... orders of business was to make sure that he called you guys with Mark.
I appreciate that.
I think it's nice.
I appreciate it too. I think it was very thoughtful and nice of Josh, but I also think he was just like chilling on the couch and was like, whatever. I know my parents are sleeping, so I'll call Al and Chris.
Okay, but my question is, did Marky drive who got phone calls or was it Josh?
That would be a question for Josh because I had nothing to do with it. But I do know that Marky had nothing to do with my phone calls, which were to Vito and my mom and my in-laws.
Okay.
Or my ex-in-laws.
All right, that's fine. We'll get to the bottom of this another time.
I knowing Marky, I think it was 100% Josh just, like, wanted to talk to you guys and be like, hey, I'm with Marky.
What's the song?
I don't think it had anything to do with Marky. Okay. I don't think I wouldn't be surprised if Josh said to Marky, "Hey, do you want to call Albie and go?" And she was like, "Yeah," because she doesn't want to be rude. But I don't think she cared about talking to anybody at all, oh. including myself.
Okay. Just really quick before we let you go, you know, you said the New Year's song. Do you know the name of the New Year's song?
It's something A-U-L-D, like something A-U-L-D-S-A-N-G-E.
Old Lang Syne.
Old S-A-N-G. S-A-N...
S-A-N-G-E?
Sangha?
O-A-N-G-S-A-N-G.
Can you sing a part of it?
For all the places.
What are the
names? Oh, no matter what, I started crying at midnight. I looked at Maria, and we were both hysterical crying. And she looked at me, and she couldn't believe it, because she was like, "You're the most cold person I know." And I said, "You can play this song for me in July, and I'll start hysterical crying."
There's something extremely happy and extremely sad about that song.
Yeah, it's sad. And
the only thing close to it is the Home Alone opening
song. I didn't want Marky to see me cry, because I didn't want her to... And you could tell she was confused because I was crying. And I'm like, but it's definitely, you're right. There's something very sad about it and something very happy about it. I feel a sadness when it happens, but I don't know why. Because I was surrounded by people that I love and it was great. But even in my most best years, I always feel a sadness about it. It's never like a happy cry. It's always like a sad cry.
Okay.
Acquaintance
right, I'm trying to find jeans.
Yeah, find your jeans.
Nothing fits me, so I'm looking for jeans.
When they wrote that, do you think they're like, "We got a fucking banger"?
I don't know. I don't know what that was written
hey,
for.
Guys,
what was
that
written
it.
For?
Do you think they were like, "I don't know, it seems a little..." You know, it seems like we got something on our hands here,
it's
guys.
Like happy birthday. Like, we got a hit.
Yeah, like, what's your name? Anything we want, because it's going to stick around. People are going to listen to it.
All right, so we have found that it's Josh. Chelsea has chimed in on the, she said, Christopher says the third of the month and the second day here, right? And we had that conversation. Chelsea says, also, I feel like we are up there often to see Marky, LOL. So, feels like once a month is kind of like rude to assume, guys. So I said, 2 times a month? She goes, guess it depends on the month. Yeah. I said, that's fair. So she goes, summer we are good for more, I guess. I get it. You guys miss having me around more often. I got the hint.
I think that's like a joke.
I think that is a joke,
yep,
Chris.
She's joking.
Yeah. DLBmailbag@gmail.com.
We love Chelsea.
Really appreciate you guys.
We do, Chelsea. We love you. We'd rather see you more than Albie, Chelsea. We love you. She makes great charcuterie.
She didn't have to say that.
She makes great drinks.
You can think that.
You know what, guys?
Joking.
Don't even bother writing to the show. I have a lot to say. You're lucky you got a word in over the next few weeks.
Okay.
We are back. DLBmailbag@gmail.com. Catch us on the Instagram. A lot of things happening. A lot of fun stuff. We're going to have a lot of activity happening on the show. We're just going to bombard you guys. I'm never going to tell you. But a lot of good things are happening. So love you guys. Appreciate the support. Catch you later.